Sam. Hey, Sam.
All right, Phil Nicoletti, World Supercross, one round down, 11th in the first one, and then honestly, I'm not even sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I think 13, 15. No, I think 10, 13, 15. So okay. I was stuck on the outside of the gates and couldn't make anything happen in the first corner. I was getting down there good, but once you're 9th, 10th, 12th, like, fucking forget it. There, you're not doing nothing. It's a goat trail. So,
like Sidney was telling me, like anytime you would, because he was back there, he's like, if you move out to get somebody, you get plowed into.
Yeah, it was kind of a kill fest, and I'm like, dude, why are we trying to kill each other? You know it's kind of a goat path. There's no reason for it. And you look at the purse, there's literally $40 between positions. Like, you know, you don't need the $80 that bad, you know? So it was all right. I enjoyed the World Supercross thing. I didn't enjoy the track. We need bigger berms. Need to make some changes. But they're super receptive of the changes. So we'll see.
I was just told JB, I'd like to see a tougher track and a little longer for each main.
Yeah, I think we can, 250s can go 8-8, 12. I really would like them to go 8-8 and then do the 450s go there 10-10 and then kind of build suspense. You know what I mean? Kind of figure out where the fuck the points are at so people can know. Because, like, I don't even know what's going on out there. Who got 6 and 8 or whatever. So I think that could be a good change. But like I said, I think they're pretty good with doing stuff like that. But it's the first go around. There's kind of minor hiccups, nothing really big. It was just the track was really hard to actually race. You know, there wasn't much you could do. If you weren't in the top 4 or 5, it was over.
Yeah, it didn't look thrilling either. I mean, Kenny was doing the quad. That was awesome. But, yeah, it was kind of like, hey, I'm just going to follow you. You're going to follow me. We're going to go after the finish, inside, inside, inside.
Yeah, and like you said, if you went outside, you were getting your legs sawed off, you know. And I don't know. And tough blocks were going around and, you know,
cardboard tough blocks.
Yeah, cardboard tough blocks. And refs are saying, oh, people are cutting the track. Well, they're out in the track. And, like, we're not going to swerve around them, you know, fucking blow through them. But it was okay. It was this whole thing for me was a bit rushed. Only had a week on Soupy. And, you know,
how's the arm?
It's a little sore right now, but it was okay. You know, I made it through. It's all happening really quick. I don't have the fast twitch muscle for this yet. And I just wanted to come here, get through it safe. Almost had some death experiences with other riders and stuff, but we survived.
There was a small pocket of cheers for you in opening ceremonies, like a small pocket. I was impressed. Those are our Pulp fans, I think.
And to be honest with you, I met a lot of people on the streets and a lot of people that listen to this janky cheese dick radio show. And it was quite awesome. I'm really happy I got to come here and see other people. Like, people took trains, planes, and automobiles to get here. You know, it's pretty wild. Hopefully they all enjoyed it. I think next year if they come back, there's a lot of stuff to improve on. But the crowd is pretty wild. Like, I thought it was pretty freaking badass.
All right. Well, good luck in Australia, man.
You should go.
I'm out.
Yeah.